listening to National Rock Review.
Okay, boys and girls, I have a special guest on the phone tonight, and she might not be someone that everyone's heard of, but you're going to kick yourselves when you find out that maybe, just maybe, you should have. So I can't really do it any better than she can, so I'll let her introduce herself for you guys. So who might the mystery person that I have on the phone be tonight?
Hey, guys, this is Madam Mayhem.
Excellent. So tell me what's been going on with you in the last year or so.
Well, I just completed a record that is out now. It was released in October, called Now You Know. And Billy Sheehan co-wrote the songs with me and produced the record. And we have a whole bunch of great artists on there. And it's out now. So that's really what I've been doing.
Excellent. And if Billy isn't the busiest guy in the music industry, you know, maybe George Lynch might edge him out a little bit. But how did you get to kind of meet with Billy and to have him collaborate with you on the album?
Well, I met Billy out in L.A. when I was working on another project, and there was one of those workshops that was going on over there, so I went to go check it out, and we got paired up together, and we just kind of clicked. He's been a mentor of mine for years, and we were writing music every time I was out in California, and decided to make a record of it.
Cool. Now, did I read it right? Does he actually play on your new album?
He does. He produces it, co-writes, and plays, and not just the bass. He's playing some of the rhythm guitars, too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he's trying to get it away from Michael Sweet, I'm pretty sure, the title, if nothing else. So tell me about the album, LP, EP, you know, just kind of give us a good feel for it.
Sure. Well, it's I'm really big on making sure that the CDs that come out are, you know, full and full of stories. So it's 14 tracks, actually, and I think that's rare nowadays. I really wanted to make sure that to give fans and listeners, you know, a bang for their buck. And there's Billy Sheehan on it, as I've mentioned. And then we also have Ray Lugier from Korn and KXM on drums, Bumblefoot playing some crazy cool lead guitar parts, and Russ Parrish also playing really great guitar parts. And three of the songs on the record I also co-wrote with Corey Lowry from St. Sonia. And so it's a lot of great people on this record, and it's a lot of great, fun music.
So I take it to kind of promote the album, at some point you'll go out on the road. Are you going to have a touring band? Are you going to kind of have a revolving band? How is that going to work?
Well, yeah, we're currently working on putting a tour together now. I do have a show next week in New York City at Studio Webster Hall on Wednesday, the 18th of November, so that'll be fun. But as of now, I do have a band that I am on the road with that is not the guys from the record, because as you know, they are very busy in their own major bands. But the guys that I have with me are incredible, amazing artists, and you know, they do the record justice, so it's a lot of fun to play out with them live.
Cool. With so many big names and so many busy schedules, how long did it take you from, say, the writing process until, I hate to use the cliche, but until the vinyl was dry, how long did it take to get the album done start to finish?
You know, it didn't take as long as maybe one would assume. I would say, I mean, I don't really remember, it was kind of a whirlwind for me because I was just focused on getting it out there. But I think it would maybe about within a year I was able to get done, which was cool. But Billy and I have been writing together prior to that, and then when we decided to make the record, you know, we focused on specific songs and really wanted to tell the stories that I wanted to tell on this record, as a, even though I've been in this industry before, as this is like a real introduction of who I am. So that was really how we did that. And even though everyone was crazy busy, I'm really appreciative that they, you know, took the time to make this work.
Cool, cool. The album, you said, came out last month, October 16th. So do you have a single out or a video in support of the album?
Yes, the first single that went out is called Monster. It's the first track on the record, and we have a music video out now on the official Madame Mayhem YouTube page, which is Madame Mayhem Official, and it's really fun. It was really cool to shoot. I got to shoot it, and I have, like, it was awesome. You have to check it out. I love it, and I think it was a great first track to put out there, and hopefully other people like it too.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, who did you get to direct the video?
There is these brothers out in LA, Industrialism Films. It's a great crew, and they found this really great warehouse where we were able to shoot all of the locations in, you know, one area, and really make it look exactly how I envisioned it. And a really great group of guys, and it was a lot of fun to do.
Cool. Yeah, now that you mention it, I do think I was able to check it out, and I think the thing I remember most is the ending with your eye change. So that's definitely a video to check out. So how long have you been doing music, and I guess what kind of background for fans or new fans that are hearing this interview that kind of hear the name for the first time? Can you just give us a background, you know, of how you got to this point?
Sure. Well, I've been in, I guess you could say, in the music industry my entire life. I'm classically trained. I studied classical music and musical theater, so singing, dancing, acting. So I have a very trained background. But I've always been a hard rocker and a metalhead the whole time. So it only made sense to, you know, once I was done, you know, working and going to school for this, that I really followed my passion, which was this. It's just been what I've been doing for my whole life, and this, I've been doing rock and metal for a while now, and I love it every second of it.
Okay, I know I probably put too much on that last question, so I'll give you kind of an easier softball down the middle. If you had to only pick either the singing or the guitar playing, which one is your first passion?
Singing. Singing is my number one love. It always has been, even, you know, my whole life since I was born. Even if I was doing singing, acting, and dancing, or writing music, piano, guitar, it's always been singing first and foremost. So that's definitely my number one.
Okay. What about the album for, you know, a new fan or even an old fan? Would you like to maybe point them in the right direction to kind of pay attention to that they might have missed the first time that they hear the record? Is there anything that you're really proud of that you want to make sure they get a chance to appreciate it as much as you do?
Well, I'm really proud of the record as a whole because I think it's a great representation of who I am as an artist and as a person. I think over the past few years, I've loved every second of putting out new music and performing, but I think that this record really, you know, has come into my own here, and every song tells like a real story from me, and I was very vulnerable when writing it, and I hope that people can relate to the lyrics as well as really enjoy the musicality, because we have such amazing artists on there, and I really thought it was important to have really really strong, hard music with vocals that are pleasing to the ear, and that was really the goal, and I hope everyone likes it.
Cool. Now, I think I read somewhere that you did a West Coast swing through some of the iconic kind of 80s hair metal band venues like the Roxy and whatnot. Was there a favorite place for you to play out there?
I think it's cool playing in any of those places like that, because you think of all the people that have played there before, and I think the Sunset Strip in itself is just such a great place, and I know now last time I went out there, they're starting to, you know, tear some places down and build some, I guess they're Hondas, I don't know what they're doing, but it's kind of sad to see, but I think that whole area is just so cool, and me being an East Coaster, going out to the West Coast, it's a lot of fun just to play anywhere over there at all.
Cool. With as long as you've been doing the music scene, is there a lesson or two that you wish somebody would have told you about in the very beginning that you just had to learn by doing it that would made life so much easier for you as a musician?
Oh yeah, so much, and I think I'm still learning it now, to be honest. You know, there is no real one way to do this. To, you know, there's not one path to, I guess, quote unquote, make it, but, you know, you're always growing and you're always, you know, making, get like one step at a time. And I think that's something that I've realized over the past few years, and I'm embracing, you know, the journey instead of just the end result. And that's definitely something that I've learned.
Okay. Now, brace yourself, because this has got to be my favorite question to ask artists, because there's never been two answers that have been the same, and there have been quite a few no comments for obvious reasons when you get done hearing the question.
Okay.
But what is there an experience that when I ask the question that comes to mind that makes you laugh, that kind of makes you go, oh God, there was this one time in Albuquerque, you know, is there one experience that you would have to say would be almost a Spinal Tap like moment that you've had while you've been out on the road? Is there anything like that you'd share with us?
Honestly, I think my whole life is one big Spinal Tap moment, especially on the road. My name is Madam Mayhem for a reason. Whether I cause it or not, mayhem tends to follow, and it's usually, like, ridiculous. So I really can't pinpoint just one, but, just from hanging around and coming to a show, you'll definitely witness one. It's not usually behind the scenes. It's usually right in front of your face, which is great.
Okay, we'll have to make sure to tell people to look for it, and then they'll have to report back to us so we can have
exactly.
A couple good ones. Excellent. Is there one person that you might have been out on the road with, not necessarily in the studio, but seeing another artist or another band out on the road, that you've took something away from them that would be considered a good habit, or maybe, and you don't have to mention the person or the band, a bad habit that you said, I don't ever want to be that or to do that or to get in that habit? Is there anything like that that comes to mind?
Yeah, and it's not even from, like, being out on the road. It's just from watching things either on TV or live stage, because luckily in the rock industry it doesn't really happen. But the one thing I always said I was never, ever going to do is lip sync or anything like that. And I think when you perform and that is something that you do, I'm appalled by it. So it's definitely a habit that people try to get away with that I'm so against. So anyone, you know, I mean, listen, to each their own, I get it. Sometimes if there's, like, backing tracks in the background, that's fine. There's not eight of you on stage. But it's important to me that whenever anyone performs, they're giving their real, true performance. So that's something I always take away.
Okay, yeah, there's always rumors about certain bands who don't have speakers in their cabinets or, you know, the backup tracks and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely something we can respect. With anything in life, you know, it's a learning curve. Is there any advice that you would give a new singer, a new vocalist, or a new band, period, from your experiences, if they were just starting out and looking for something to help kind of lead them in the right direction? What would be the one bit of advice you might give?
I mean, all I would say is don't stop trying, because I've been trying for a really long time, and you know, everyone's gonna have their own opinion and different you know, situation. And honestly, if you know this is what you want to do and this is what you're meant to do, then don't stop. And also be smart about how you do things. There's a lot of opportunities that'll come your way that you think are amazing, and then you need to really just, you know, think for a second and make sure that it's in, you know, your art's best interest and in your best interest, even if it's a harder road to take. Just make sure you do that and then just keep going.
Okay, cool. All right. I promise this will be the last one that really makes you think and makes you sweat a little bit. But there's kind of been a resurgence with a metal band or a rock band taking a very non-metal or very non-rock band song and kind of giving it their own twist. Do you think that's a good way to go to get your name out there and kind of build success off of? Or are you kind of more of the old school mentality where if you were going to make a name for yourself, you'd want it to be all your own material and all your own hard work on display?
Well, for me, I'm really big on being, you know, my own unique music and my own unique self. However, though, I think it's a lot of fun, not necessarily to try to make it by covering songs, but I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, even on this record, Billy and I thought it would be a fun idea to take something kind of out of left field and, you know, bring it back to life. And we did a Dionne Warwick song, Anyone Who Had a Heart, and we kind of rocked up a little while still staying true to the song for respect as a songwriter. And I think it ended up to be a really great track. And I think there's nothing wrong with people, you know, doing that and covering songs as long as... And if it happens to make them, you know, get to that next level, then that's great. But definitely being your own unique artist should be the first and foremost, you know, goal. And then if, you know, a song or two comes up out of that, that happens to be cover things that take off, then that's fine.
Okay, cool. So this is the last question, and then we'll let you recuperate from this intense bout of questions.
I love it. Bring it on.
Okay, so if you have a night off, will you see a movie? What kind of things do you do to just kind of recharge the batteries?
I have not recharged batteries in a really long time, to be honest. I'm the worst at that. If I have a night off, I'm working. I'm either writing more music, I'm either, you know, answering people back on social media, or I'm going out to a concert, see a friend's show, something like that. I eat, sleep, and breathe rock, so it's really all I do. So if I ever do take time and do something else to unwind, I will let you know, but so far it has not happened yet.
Okay, well, I'm not going to let you off that easy then. With what you just said, what's been the best show you've gone to, say, in the last 6 months to a year that you haven't played on in any way, shape, or form that was one of your friends that you went out to see live?
Well, I went to go see, the most recent show I went to go see was, I went to see Corey Lowery, my co-writer, in Santa Sonia, and they opened for Buck Cherry, who I know because I opened for them too a while back. And I went to go see them, I brought my brother, and we went to go see them, and it was an incredible show. I mean, they're a great new band, but all the guys in there have been in other bands for a while, and they even brought back some of the other songs that they'd written from their other bands. So for me, it was a whole lot of nostalgia, and it was killer. So props to them.
Excellent. We may have to kind of dig into that and see if we can't get some dirt on that show, because that sounds really cool. So.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking this very, very dreary winter night, early winter, Czech local listings, to spend a few minutes with us here at National Rock Review, and we will definitely pay attention to the big things that you have coming in the next year.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.